What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number three. And for those of you watching on YouTube, this gorgeous creature just slamming her headphones into place right now is the lovely Lady Claire, who joins us on Friday, hour number three, with her unique perspective on the world. And so, Claire, what would you like to start with?
Well, our ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, has done it yet again. She has tap danced on her tonsils, and were I her tonsils, I would be getting annoyed. Because what she did a speech yesterday, and it was a lecture at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina. And the speech was called Confronting Today's Global Governance Challenges. And what she did...
Now, look at the hubris there.
Yeah.
She's coming from the position that the U.S. governs the world.
Yeah, you know, and she accused Iran of supporting terrorism, which I find more than slightly hysterical, and violating the terms of the 2015 historic nuclear agreement, and went on to say that the Europeans are closing their eyes on this, but added that the United States would not do that. You know, Mike, sometimes I literally ache at the collective foreign power pushed, read Israeli, lies of this government. Now, one thing I know about the people at the IAEA who are monitoring what Iran is doing, and the one thing I do know is that they are very smart people. And if these people say to me and the world that Iran is complying with the P5 plus one agreement, I seriously doubt that either Ambassador Haley or President Trump can actually come up with evidence to the contrary. And yes, you know, I'm not diminishing Nikki Haley. She does have a college degree. However, that degree is a BS in accounting, not atomic science.
Well, it takes a lot of BS to be ambassador to the United Nations, I would say here.
Yeah.
It has to be remembered, it is the United States that is in violation of the P5 plus one deal, because they were supposed to release Iran's money. They didn't release it all.
Right.
And then they promptly turned around and threw more sanctions on top of it.
Yeah.
So it's the United States that's acting very much in bad faith here. Plus, the United States is in violation of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, because according to that treaty, the United States is supposed to help Iran develop peaceful uses of nuclear power.
Yeah.
Principally nuclear power plants. And if the United States were really worried that Iran was building a secret bomb factory under the power station, the way Israel has under Dimona, going on in and helping to pour the concrete and run the piping and do the wiring is a really good way to make sure it is just a power station.
Then they'll know. And Michael, you have to ask yourself, if you're an intelligent person, why are they even trying with this stuff? Well, it's obvious that they're looking to create a justification for a U.S.-Israeli-Saudi decap strike on Tehran in order to facilitate regime change. But there is one thing I would like to politely point out to all three governments, and it is the 6,000-pound gorilla napping on the Bösendorfer Grand at this moment. And that 6,000-pound gorilla is going to be Russia, because if Iran gets attacked, Russia will come to its aid militarily.
Russia's already said they were going to do that.
You know, and we have seen in the war theater in Syria that Russians do have weapons that work remarkably and magnificently well. And I'd like to move over now to the issue of jobs and economy. Now, the latest statistics indicate that there were 310,000 part-time jobs added, but full-time job lost 311,000. That's pretty
striking. Of course, what you get in corporate media is they'll talk about, we've created all these jobs. They don't mention they're just part-time jobs, and they don't mention the jobs that are being lost.
Yeah.
And again, you cannot reconcile the government's claims of single-digit unemployment with a 60% participation rate of the entire U.S. workforce. The two just don't line up.
Yeah,
they're not even in the same time zone.
They're mutually exclusive. So no matter what the talking heads on television are saying, this country is not in any kind of a real recovery whatsoever. And these numbers absolutely prove it. And as of April of last year, there were 1.6 million. Let me run by that number again. 1.6 million unemployed Americans who have been out of work for 6 months or longer. And nearly a million have been jobless for over a year.
Even those numbers are understating the reality. It's actually closer to 90 million.
Yeah.
And even CNN reported on that once, just once, and we never heard it again.
Now, I saw something out of Zero Hedge that really kind of concerned me. And the headline was, "Stocks Tumble as China Urges Americans to Rise Up Against Unscrupulous President." Thought that was a little bit odd.
Well, the rhetoric is definitely escalating because Donald Trump, you know, Donald Trump starts this whole trade war with tariffs. Then China comes back with tariffs. And then Trump says, well, China's retaliatory tariffs are unfair. And so now we're basically into this chest thumping phase of this escalating situation. All right, we're going to do a quick shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And
one thing that really concerned me, Mike, is that China's Xinhua News, which is basically the mouthpiece for the Chinese Communist Party, has sparked concerns as an op-ed piece called for open rebellion against Trump.
Well, you might find that shocking, but if you go back and you study all of the so-called color revolutions and the U.S. regime changes, they're preceded by the planting of stories in the media that the people of Syria should rise up against their leader. The people of Ukraine should rise up against their leader.
Fill in the blanks. And what concerns me is that a war of words can escalate very quickly.
They just had that on Fox News. 103,000 jobs added this week.
Yeah.
And they don't talk about the jobs that were lost.
And they don't talk about the kinds of salaries of these jobs either. Were they minimum wage?
That's been a big part of the decline of the American standard of living, is that people have lost jobs with decent wages and salaries that allowed them to pursue the consumer economy. And they've been forced to accept jobs at a much lower rate of pay. And we're being driven downward and downward into third world standard of living, which is part of the globalist agenda. Plus, mix in with that, we're in a wartime economy. All of the wealth is being sucked out of the country to feed the war machine.
And here's another article from Global Research. It's a Canadian blog, pretty sober. And the writer is an MD. And the title of this article is "Psych Drugs and Guns Don't Mix." And what this guy says is that the most infamous of those psychiatric drug-induced criminal behaviors happens to be the uniquely American epidemic of mass school shootings, of which the Parkland, Florida shooting is just one of the most recent ones. And not so usually well-publicized are the acts of asocial behavior, poor judgment, which includes actions as impulsive thefts, inappropriate sexual conduct, physical assaults, homicidal thinking, suicide, drug-induced psychotic episodes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I have a little caution to say to anyone who has teenagers right now, and you've gone to your doctor and they're saying, well, we really think we should put your kid on an SSRI medication. Please, before you follow through on that, look at the following website, www.ssristories.com.
Yes, we have a permanent link to that from my own article on these medications. And Claire, you hit a point that we should amplify on. This idea of mass school shootings is unique to the United States. It's unique to the present gun grabber age. You have other countries where guns are quite common and prevalent.
Switzerland,
Israel, many countries where guns are just an accepted fact of life. They don't have these school shooting issues.
No.
Okay, so there's something going on here. Now, of course, we know that a lot of these shootings appear to be set up and allowed to happen, encouraged to happen, to push that gun grabber agenda. And the reason they're not spending a lot of time on that YouTube shooting is because it was an Iranian woman, not a white male. Remember, they were pushing that whole thing about the mass shooters are always white men. No, they're not.
No.
And, of course, she didn't use an AR-15. She used a handgun.
Yeah. And the other thing that you need to ask your medical professional, and this is a question that I have no problem asking anymore after I got caught up in a kerfluffle, and that question is, are you being paid by the pharmaceutical company making this medicine to prescribe it? Because there are ways to find out.
That's a very common problem. Yeah. We ran a story here, I think, earlier in the week about the huge amounts of money doctors are being paid to prescribe opioids.
Yeah, yeah. And I got caught up in it myself. I was on some medication, and I didn't realize that the doctors who were prescribing it were actually being compensated financially for prescribing the drug. And it wasn't managing my pain as effectively as it could have been.
It wasn't even supposed to be a pain medication. It was being prescribed off-label. It was very expensive.
Yeah. And, I mean, I'm lucky I survived with my life.
The withdrawal was terrible.
It was pretty grim. So if your doctor is talking to you about this for your son or daughter, just tell them, I think I want to wait a while and do the due diligence and then ask those questions. The doctor is not going to be happy with you, but I think as clients of a physician who's part of the medical industrial complex, we have the right to know.
You know, just because a kid is moody doesn't mean he's mentally ill or depressed.
No.
A kid's in adolescence, they go through mood swings. It's part of that whole transitioning to a whole new hormonal endocrinal reality. Which, of course, Margaret Mead said didn't exist. But it does.
Yeah.
And everybody goes through it. I went through it. Claire went through it. You went through it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't justify being medicated. When I was a kid, there was no such thing as attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. It was called the teacher is boring me.
Yeah, exactly. I'd sort of like to bop over to Europe for the moment. And this, again, comes from Global Research out of Canada. And the video is titled The Art of Warfare, U.S.-NATO Military Occupation of the EU. The Schengen area is being taken over by NATO forces. And the European Commission presented the action plan on what they called military mobility on the 28th of March, right, the last week. And they're stating that by facilitating military mobility within the EU, explained the foreign representative of the Union, Federica Mogherini, we can be more effective in reacting when challenges arise. And Mike, she didn't use the word Russian aggression, but you know that that was the undertone.
That's definitely going to be the undertone.
Yeah.
They're garrisoning Europe.
Yeah.
Everybody is getting ready for the big party that's on the way.
Yeah. And apparently this action plan was decided not by the EU, but by the Pentagon and NATO. In 2015, General Ben Hodges, commander of the U.S. ground forces in Europe, called for the establishment of a military Schengen area so that, to face alleged Russian aggression, U.S. forces could move more quickly from one European country to the other without being slowed down by national regulations and customs procedures.
They're just going to drive wherever they want to drive.
You know, the actual voiceover is in Italian, and the subtitles are in English, but it's very clear to see what the plan is. More demonization of Russia, ultimately leading up to a shooting war against it. You know, I would love to see a potential meeting between Trump and Putin de-escalate the preparations for war in Europe, but there has been so much that's been invested into it. I'd love to know that such a meeting might ratchet things down, but Mike, I've got to tell you, I'm not sure at all.
Well, I mean, just look at this last week here. Mm-hmm. I mean, Trump could go into that meeting with the very best of intentions and come on out and say, yeah, we're going to back on down.
Mm-hmm.
But as we saw with his announcement that we were going to get out of Syria, he's not in control.
No.
He's not calling the shots.
Mm-hmm.
Advisors said we got to stay in Syria. The Pentagon said we got to stay in Syria. All those military contractors said we have to stay in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
And Benjamin Netanyahu called him up and said we have to stay in Syria.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Trump and Putin could come out of that meeting, you know, their arms around each other's backs, you know, and saying we're the best of friends now. And then the military industrial complex will say, no, we've got to have that war with Russia. Wall Street will say we've got to have that war with Russia.
Yeah.
And Trump will back down. He is telegraphing to the world that he's actually a very weak leader and he is not in control. And that, I think, is going to scare a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, it brings us closer to the possibility of a nuclear exchange, because these other countries that have nuclear weapons, they don't know who's in charge.
Yeah.
They can't see the decision-making process, and that's going to make them a lot more afraid than they are right now.
Yeah. And speaking of military, there has been an evaluation done by Russian intelligence and was published today in Sputnik. Mike, we've got almost 500,000 troops in the Asia-Pacific region?
Yes.
Yikes, 200 military facilities and 400,000 troops.
So
that's
we can
insane.
Build military bases all over the world, but we can't build new schools or hospitals.
Right, right. It's just, to me, it's a criminal neglect of the American citizen. Yeah. Criminal neglect.
We already did this story.
Okay, well, I have a little background that I wanted to share.
Oh,
I know
okay.
that you did it. And the UK has opened a permanent military base in Bahrain, that beacon of democracy by
yes.
carbonate of soda. And the ceremony was attended by Bahraini Crown Prince Salman bin Hamad Al Khalifa and Britain's Prince Andrew. So the British monarchy has put their seal of approval on this. And so the translation is that the UK is, as is the US, formally supporting yet another Sunni tin pot dictator in the Middle East, whose views on any potential Shia human rights mean that they have none. And there have been demonstrations in Bahrain. They've been very peaceful demonstrations, as the Shia Bahrainis have been advocating to see a constitutional monarchy, you know, which doesn't sound like that big a deal in this part of the 21st century.
Well, so, Hawaii had a constitutional
yeah,
monarchy.
Yeah,
Hawaii's
yeah.
last two kings were actually elected.
Voted, yeah.
Yes.
And so how has the monarchy and government been reacting to this? They have not only been putting peaceful demonstrations down with extreme prejudice, its police and military have violently attacked and tortured the peace demonstrators and the first responders who kept them alive, then sentenced them in kangaroo courts to outrageous sentences, which had no justification in the facts of their action.
So Bahrain is treating these people the way Israel is treating the Palestinians.
Oh, absolutely. And the British monarchy, represented by Prince Andrews, has put its stamp of approval on this behavior by the Bahraini government to represent him as their front man for this event. And I am sorry, Prince Andrew, but in light of the way the Al-Khalifa monarchy is treating its people, you should be ashamed of yourself for participating in this event. The UK could have found some other place to establish a larger military presence in the Middle East, which at least has some notion about and protection of human rights.
Well, unfortunately, Iran said no.
Yeah, I know. That would have been my first thought, but yeah, yeah. I'd like to also look at what is going on with the U.S. drone strike in Yemen. And apparently, in 2017, the U.S. military said that it carried more than 120 strikes in Yemen, more than three times as many as 2006. And there is the Muwattana Organization for Human Rights, and they've been documenting the impact of U.S. drone strikes in Yemen through detailed research. And they investigated eight drone strikes and ground operations and found that the U.S. operations were responsible for the deaths of at least 32 civilians, including 16 children and 6 women, injured 10 other, including 5 children. And apparently the results of these investigations is going to be released in a forthcoming report. And Mike, if there was ever a way to ensure perpetual war to satiate the moneyed, blood-craving elites of the U.S. military-industrial complex, the U.S. government has certainly gotten this down to a science.
Yeah, go into a country, start yeah. blowing up civilian infrastructure, mm-hmm. killing civilians, women, and children. Yeah, it's going to be a long time before those people are going to want peace. But, you know, in this case, it's backfiring because I have to applaud how tough the people of Yemen are.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
they are still resisting,
yeah.
and Saudi Arabia is just not able to really gain anything. They're back to their starvation blockade.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Extendivite. a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And Claire, please take it away.
Well, as we all know, there have been more protests close to the Israeli borders with Hamas and Israel threatening each other as to what they're going to do. And Israel's far-right government has tried to position its killing of protesters as self-defense while portraying them as terrorists. Israeli military officials, though, are beginning to think that this could backfire.
It already has.
And they say that they're not confident that they have the crowd control capacity to deal with tens of thousands of Gazans, which they may have, at the border. And my observation about this is that the Israeli government, in its usual fog of hubris, just doesn't at all comprehend how horrific the optics here already are. And it will get worse, particularly if such demonstrations are led by women, children, and infants in their dad's arms.
Well, interestingly enough, Fox News was just now showing the clouds of smoke coming from the tires that the Palestinians in Gaza had set on fire to try and prevent the snipers from killing people. But apparently the snipers are just firing blindly through the smoke.
They can't see.
That's right.
So they have no idea who they're hitting.
Which means they're pulling the trigger on people that they're not a threat. They can't say, I saw this person, it looked like they were a threat. Yeah. They're not seeing them at all. Two killed so far, 250 injured. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and grab ourselves a phone call. James in Ohio, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just got some very interesting news on the war on opiates. Of course, I'm in Ohio, and Kasich is governor. He ran against Trump. I don't really know his voting record, but I'm assuming he's a rhino from some of the things he said. A while back, a couple years ago, I think, they made a law that Kasich's panel that he convened on the opiate problem made a law that unless you have pain caused by cancer, which is pretty much intractable pain, you could only get a maximum of 100, the equivalent of 100 milligrams of morphine per day, which means a lot of people got, you know, their pain meds cut more than in half. But today I was told that, and this person was told this at two different pharmacies, if the pharmacy, say you have a prescription for 90 opiate pills, and it's just opiates, and the pharmacy runs out, you just don't get them. You can't go back and get more when they get, you know, a delivery, a shipment.
Depleted. Yeah.
You're just screwed.
That seems kind of awkward here. I'm having a hard time with they're running on out. I mean, this whole opioid crisis began following the invasion of Afghanistan because the Taliban had eradicated opium production. If you were caught with a poppy, they'd take your hand off. A little draconian, but it did work. But as soon as the U.S. went on in there, the poppies were blooming. There were bumper crops. We've got photos of coalition troops, American troops, guarding and protecting those opium poppy fields. And cheap heroin, cheap opium began to flow into the United States, both at the street level and into the pharmaceutical corporations. And because the raw material for opiates was now so cheap, that became the product that they started pushing. And as we
I do have a further point to make. Well, I know from this family member that they, in the past couple of years, they have frequently had, I guess pharmacies don't keep a large stock of opiate drugs, and they've had to go back and get, they've got like a prescription partially filled and had to go back for more. But see, Ohio is part of the Rust Belt. It used to be the machine tool capital of the world, which machine tools are machines with which you make parts for other machines, and it's also Ohio's a steel state. And I think, a lot of the people who need pain medication work their whole lives in a factory, therefore they're likely to be conservatives. And I know you don't like speculative thought much, but I think this is part of a way to keep older Ohioans from being more politically active because they're in pain. I really think that, you know, it's just like the idea that heroin dealers did not always go around to 12 and 13 year olds and give them the first couple shots for free, but they started doing that about 10 years ago. Now look, I think it's probably politically motivated, but that's all I had for you. And thank you for your work, and everybody donate to RBN and Mike, please. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much for that, James. Thanks. We're going to let you go. And politics is part of the opium trade. When the CIA was bringing heroin in from Vietnam, they were specifically selling it into the black neighborhoods to keep the black population under control. Same thing when they were bringing in all this cocaine from Central America during the Iran-Contra scandal. It was being funneled into the black neighborhoods. That's why they got people like Freeway Ricky Ross to just make sure that all that crack was going into the black neighborhoods to basically keep them poor, to keep them under control, to demonize them. So, yeah, there's a lot of politics involved there. We have to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And Claire, what is your next story?
Well, this comes to us from antiwar.com, another very conscientious pro-peace site that I link to frequently. And they're talking about the hiring of Pompeo and Bolton. And the statement it makes is very real. It says, connect those dots and it gets scary fast. In fact, the situation is starting to resemble a Hollywood-style wag the dog, drum up a war to distract the populace scenario. And the country against whom war is going to be declared, well, it's pretty darn obvious. It's going to be Iran.
Well, we know Iran has been on the list ever since Wesley Clark blew the lid off the U.S. agenda to dominate the Middle East economically, if not militarily. But there are a whole bunch of flashpoints that could head up. There's still the issue with Korea. There's still the issue with Syria. Turkey is the loose cannon on deck. Poroshenko is getting ready to launch something massive into the Donbass.
Right.
It's a very, very dangerous time right now. But we know that certainly Israel is exerting all the influence they can to put Iran on the top of the United States to be invaded list.
Yeah. And I don't know about you, but these two appointments taken together are causing the hair on the back of my neck to stand straight up and do Zumba. And I move like a brick. Yeah, it's very scary out there.
I'd actually pay to see that.
Ooh, okay. All right. Very interesting. Hillary unhinged. Clinton says Fox News is trying to impeach her.
What, does she think she's the president?
I guess.
Talk about delusional.
Yeah, you know, not impeach, maybe arrest.
Absolutely.
And I'd also like to revisit this issue about Syria. The plan that he's talking about is probably going to de-escalate very nicely. But he's getting such opposition and not really being allowed to move on this. And
here's the problem. Mm-hmm. At this point, people who are getting their view of the world from someplace other than the TV set mm-hmm. understand Russia and Syria have won this.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is not sitting well with a lot of people in the Defense Department. Because right now the United States has sort of built up a war momentum. Mm-hmm. It's like when Hitler came out of Germany and he just started knocking over country after country after country. Mm-hmm. He had momentum and he kept going. Mm-hmm. But as soon as that momentum began to falter mm-hmm. is when the fortunes turned against Germany.
Yeah.
We're in the same situation. We've knocked over country after country after country after country. If we're seen as having faltered or stumbled in Syria, then the rest of the war agenda is now at risk, including going into Iran.
Right.
And so the United States military probably may not think they can actually win in Syria, mm-hmm. but they don't want to look like they lost.
Yeah.
And so that's why they're continuing their U.S. presence in there. They're apparently building two more military bases inside Syria.
Yeah.
Without the permission of the Syrian government, it should be noted.
Yes.
It's the same reason why they're continuing to pour all these resources into Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. They're never going to be able to conquer Afghanistan. They just don't want to have to admit that they lost one either.
And we're getting statements to the effect from Secretary of State Pompeo and Joint Chiefs of Staff Dunford talking about leaving Syria would not be in our national interest. But, Mike, I've got to ask you, in whose national interest is being served by the American presence there? It's certainly not the interest of the American people.
No, it isn't. When they talk yeah. about U.S. interests, they're talking about U.S. business interests.
Yeah.
They're talking about U.S. military interests.
Right.
They're talking about the interest in continuing the war agenda mm-hmm. to get into Iran and actually get into a real war with Russia and China at this point.
Yeah, it's... And it's very obvious that Israel wants regime change in Damascus. But I think I feel morally obligated to mention to President Trump that it wants this to happen, but only at the cost of American blood and American money. And if, in fact, that's the case, I would just politely suggest that the Israeli military invade Syria and see just what Russia is going to do about it. Because Russia's not going to let that stand for a moment, Mike.
Well, Russia doesn't want the situation to escalate. But on the other hand, mm-hmm. You know, the Israeli forces are really good at shooting unarmed Palestinians. Mm-hmm. But they haven't really done very well the few times they've tried to go into Lebanon mm-hmm. and grab that Litani River.
Yeah.
So I think if Israel were to go into Syria, absent the use of nuclear weapons, mm-hmm. I think Syria would give them a real run for their money without necessarily needing the Russians to come on in
yeah.
and risk an escalation with the United States.
Because they're defending their home turf.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Let's bob on back to the U.S. here. I read this and I was absolutely stunned. There are residents of an Illinois village who have 60 days to surrender their guns or face a $1,000 a day fine.
Well, it's specifically aimed at the assault weapons.
Yeah.
And apparently on that list includes the Ruger 10/22,
yeah.
which is a 22 caliber mm-hmm. plinking gun.
Yeah.
And I know because Claire and I used to have one mm-hmm. when we lived in Washington State.
Right.
And it looked mean and it looked nasty, but it's a 22. And all we ever did with it was target shoot. And then we wound up basically selling it. We sold all of those guns before we moved here to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
But these are people who don't really understand guns. They want the 10/22 because it looks mean.
Mm-hmm.
But the 10/22 is not an assault rifle. You can't assault, you know, in the military sense with a 22 caliber weapon.
Okay.
It's just absolutely impossible. And again, real criminals, real killers use small guns, handguns, disposable guns. rifles, long guns, like the 10/22 or the AR-15, mm-hmm. Account for single-digit percentage of crimes. But the focus, the reason the focus is on the assault weapons is the goal is not the safety of the American people.
No.
It is to basically reduce our ability to stand up to tyrannical government, which mm-hmm. is the whole point of the Second Amendment.
Yeah, yeah. And the disputing of this law, I would like to hope, should go all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court should hear it.
Well, the Supreme Court has ruled already in several cases that the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is an individual right to the individual American citizen, mm-hmm. and that we are allowed to have the same weapons that the police and the military have.
Right.
Because holding off abusive government is the whole point. Now, we actually had a caller into the show a little while ago who said mm-hmm. that Newsweek is running a propaganda story mm-hmm. where comments are now being blocked, where they're claiming a judge has just ruled arbitrarily from the bench that the Second Amendment does not protect ownership of the AR-15.
Mm-hmm.
And there have already been these other court decisions that said, yeah, it's protected. But this is the real push. They want those sporting rifles because if there's a confrontation between the government and the American people, the government wants the government to have all the military weapons and machine guns, and they want you all to have starter pistols mm-hmm. or even better airsoft guns.
Yep. Yep.
Once you know, the attitude is, it comes down from Hitler. Take away the people's guns. Once you take away their guns, they'll do what you tell them to do.
Right.
And that is when we lose our freedom. That Second Amendment is what protects our rights and our freedoms.
Mm-hmm. It protects everything else.
Yes,
yeah,
it does.
Yeah. A very interesting article, again, out of Global Research. Sheryl Sandberg, who is the COO of Facebook, said that in order for users to opt out of sharing data, they're going to have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, because after all, your data is a thing of value. And if you're not willing to share that, well, then you're going to have to pay for that. Actually, Facebook's in trouble. People mm-hmm. are canceling their accounts.
Yep.
The stock price is way, way down. And there's yet another scandal that's coming out. Actually, two of them.
Oh, really?
Apparently, Facebook launched a program to acquire medical records.
Yes,
and
I
pair
saw that.
Them with Facebook users to build that data up. Somebody inside writing the software launched some kind of a bot where all of Mark Zuckerberg's personal messages to other Facebook users have magically disappeared.
So funny how that happened.
Well, so many of his earlier words have come back to haunt him now.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, at this point, you know, privacy is gone in this country.
Yeah.
Your personal data is now a commodity to be sold to marketing companies, to be sold to cyber criminals.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how many scammers seem to have access to this information in order to craft their mm-hmm. emails to you to make it look like it's somebody that you know. And you click on that link and boom, you're hit with ransomware.
Yeah. And the very interesting thing that Ms. Sandberg didn't quantify was how much it's going to cost individuals to leave Facebook.
Well,
that was left very much unanswered.
Well, it's not a cost of leaving Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's a cost of not having Facebook share your data. But even if you paid that money, that's no guarantee they're not going to go on doing it.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
Let's go to Asia. And you can say many things about Filipino President Rodrigo Duterte, but he does have kind of an interesting sense of humor because he stated, "If my plane explodes, ask the CIA." And Duterte made that observation after requesting arms from Russia and China because the U.S. didn't step up to the plate because they were grating on him about human rights in his drug war, you know. And it's very obvious to me that Duterte has a very clear grasp of how the United States government deals with governments it does not like.
Well, the issue here is that Duterte represents the proverbial camel's nose under the tent
mm-hmm.
Because right now the U.S. is using the current military tension around the world as a marketing tool to sell American weapons.
Yeah.
But following the demonstration of our weapons in Syria,
mm-hmm.
That botched cruise missile attack.
Oh, dear.
And the stellar performance of the Russian weapons,
mm-hmm.
More and more countries are abandoning U.S. arms sales and they're going with Russia and China. Now, during time of peace, arms sales is a very corrupt process. The buyers will go into these these arm shows, and they're wined and dined, mm-hmm. and women are provided to them. And believe it or not, it happens in a lot of areas. I actually saw it happen in a computer animation convention where the company I was working for was selling software. And they had the private luxury suite and some very attractive women who were hosting it. And it was made very abundantly clear that if you were to sign a contract above a certain amount, that those women were there to make you happy with the decision.
Yes.
And the same, it goes on with the arms sales all the time. During times of war or risk of war, the buyers get serious. And they turn down the wine, they turn down the women, they turn down the songs, and they say, I got to buy something that we can afford that's actually going to get the job done.
Yeah, yeah. Amazing how that works.
I love this one.
Yeah. The Pentagon apparently has spent $60 million on a power station in Afghanistan that doesn't work.
They now, forgot to take the hamster.
Probably. Okay. Now, the United States has spent more than $800 billion on the never-ending war in Afghanistan, according to the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Most of it was spent fighting the Taliban, but billions were also earmarked for reconstruction and infrastructure. And there is now a $60 million power system in northeast Afghanistan that doesn't provide any power. Apparently, there's a new report that's been released, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers mismanaged the project so badly that its power station isn't connected to a power source, has not been tested, and may be structurally unsound and pose a risk to Afghans who live near the transmission towers or lines. You know, I mean, Mike, can it get much more unbelievable than this? Come
on. Remember down in Iraq, they spent all this money to build a brand new police station.
Yeah.
They hadn't even finished it. It was starting to fall apart. It's all about cranking the money through to American contractors. The other problem with Afghanistan are the so-called ghost soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
And no, we're not talking about...
not that kind of ghost.
Apparently these Afghani commanders were just fabricating, thousands and thousands of soldiers who didn't exist, but they were all getting paid by the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the Afghani people have been so betrayed by the U.S. and NATO with the invasion and occupation of their country under such completely false pretenses. And it was undertaken for the control of the pipeline routes and control of its opium problems. I mean, I almost don't know. I can't even begin to say how bad this was on so many levels and what a horrible mistake it's turned out to be for Americans.
It is. It is. No question.
And I'd like to talk about Saudi Arabia and my title for Prince Salman, which is The Boy, and the acronym is The Butcher of Yemen, which he has turned out to be. And apparently there was an admission made by the Washington Compost in an article titled, Saudi Prince Denies Kushner Is in His Pocket. The article would quote Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman stating, asking about the Saudi-funded spread of Wahhabism, the austere faith that is dominant in the kingdom, and some have accused of being a source of global terrorism.
It is a very extreme form.
And war crimes and the hush money to paper them over in the corporate prostitute media. This is what the U.S. has in common, the U.S. government with Saudi Arabia and Israel. And they could do that and pretty much get away with it before the advent of the independent media.
That's us.
Yep. Hello. And I'd be very happy to tell the boy, a.k.a. the butcher of Yemen, a.k.a. Saudi Arabia's Prince Salman, that I am profoundly unhappy with the U.S. colluding in Saudi war crimes in Yemen. It doesn't make me happy as an American citizen who cares about our country and its future.
Well, it's not just colluding.
Yeah.
We've just found out recently the U.S. is actually directing the Saudi airstrikes.
Yeah.
Along with providing aerial refueling.
Right, right. And, you know, if Mike and I were younger and had the money, I'd love to be able for us to immigrate to a country which doesn't indulge in these obscenely immoral practices. I hear that the Principality of Andorra is just lovely, and expats from other countries can get extended visas.
Well, we could go to the Principality of Sealand. I mean, we're yes. already a lord and lady of Sealand.
Yes,
so,
yes.
All right.
But do they offer passports, dear?
Well, they're working on it. The problem is they're not recognized.
Okay. You know, I have no power or influence in the bowels of power in D.C. I'm neither moneyed nor connected in any meaningful way. But I will tell you, Mike, as long as I am breathing, I will continually peacefully witness to any war crimes in which the U.S. government and military are involved. And I'm going to share that with the rest of the world.
Well,
I don't care who doesn't like it.
All right. We got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program on this Pauhana Friday. And Claire, you've got another story for us?
Oh, yeah. Apparently, there's a new surveillance camera software which allows law enforcement to identify groups of people in real time. Let's take a look at the following scenario. You're walking down a public street on your way to dinner with your family. Now imagine police knowing exactly who you are and the names and ages of every family member. But wait, it gets worse because the surveillance doesn't stop there. Once you have entered the restaurant, police can use what is called Project Greenlight, Project NOLA, or any other police cam share program to spy on you while you're eating. The above video warns everyone that police smartphones could store up to 1 million faces, and their laptops could have access to 50 million faces. And what makes this frightening is it reveals that a police department's servers could have access to a staggering 1 billion faces. There aren't even 1 billion in the U.S. So why would a police department need access to that many faces? You know, it's a question that needs to be asked.
Well, they maybe in preparation of the North American Union, where mm-hmm. they're going to be scanning everybody. They may have faces that from outside the country that they're looking for. Mm-hmm. The problem is they're going to hit the same problem the NSA does.
Yeah.
They're collecting so much data, they're really not going to be able to make sense of it.
Yeah.
And if we're talking about 50 million faces, I question the ability for it to work in real time. And again, the problem with all of this whiz-bang high-tech, it's very expensive, a lot of tax dollars going into it. They still haven't gotten away from the problem of the false positives,
mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people look very much alike.
Yeah.
The issue that they could get the wrong person.
Yeah.
And very often the false positives outweigh the real positives. And if police are convinced that these systems are absolutely perfect, then innocent people are going to be hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's where it gets nasty. Absolutely.
Yes.
And speaking of communications, apparently the DHS is confirming the presence of cell site simulators in Washington, D.C.
And we're not talking about the police state
roles. No. They're being operated by potentially malicious actors in our nation's capital.
Okay, well, let's narrow it down.
Yeah.
What is the one nation that can come and go as they please in and out of the United States of America?
Israel.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And so my response to this article was, and the DHS and NSA are impotent to identify these alleged malicious actors and stop this?
The fact that this hardware got into the United States and got installed up there in plain sight on these poles.
Yeah.
You know, it's not hidden in a cupboard somewhere.
It's
just up on these towers.
Yeah.
Tells us Department of Homeland Security failed again.
Yeah.
It's just failure after failure after failure after failure. All right. Well, we're coming up on the end of the program here. Everybody have a really good weekend. Try and relax. I know it's very, very difficult. Keep peeking out the window looking for a mushroom cloud.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.